Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friends, and welcome to Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. Okay, wow, how is everyone doing today? I am so excited to bring to you a return guest, as well as a return subject that we're going to talk about tonight. So I'm so excited that you're joining us and that you're willing to be you and be the difference this world requires. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being willing to step up and be it. Because if you're listening to the show, you're likely doing that. So what we're going to be talking about is actualization and how it tends to never come in the way you expect it to. Like, wow, have you ever noticed that you may have an expectation of what you would like things to be, but a lot of times it comes in a way that you never expected, like I said, as well as just in miraculous ways sometimes, or sometimes it can even be heavy, but it results in something lighter. So we are going to explore that tonight and take a little different point of view, a different route around what actualization is. So we're also going to aim to get clear on where you're blocked and clear all the limitations that are keeping you from actualizing what it is you'd like to create in this existence. So why don't we go there right now before we bring on the amazing guest? let's do that. Let's do some clearing and go into some questions and see what comes up for you and what can clear for you around actualization. So creation is bringing into physical actualization something that does not exist here. So when we're talking about actualization, we're also talking about creation. And as you may recognize, some of this information is modified from this amazing tool called Access Consciousness, which you know I utilize regularly with you guys on the show. So this is about the creation of a different reality. Creation is the change you can make. So here are some questions. So what would you like to generate and create into existence? What is that? What would you like to actualize? What have you been unwilling to actualize that you desire to actualize? And what has precluded you from generating and creating it? What capacity are you denying you have that would allow you to actualize what you would like right away? So anything that won't allow that, let's take a deep breath in, all of the heavy of that, and now release all of that on the exhale, or pun pocket if you know pun pocket. Wow. Thank you. That had an energy to it. So everything you've done to make you wrong, and all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions you use to make you wrong because you asked for something, and then all of the roadblocks to actualizing it showed up. Let's clear all that now. Deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale. The pun pack. Wow. So the roadblocks showing up just means it's coming. It's about to come in most times. It never looks the way you think it's going to ever. So don't be vested in the outcome. And everywhere that you've bought the lies, you cannot actualize what it is you would like to create into this reality. Let's clear all that now. Deep breath in. And now release it all on the exhale or upon pot. Wow. And everywhere you have made actualization a limitation, would you like to clear all that? Deep breath in. And release it all on the exhale or upon pot. And everywhere you have cut yourself off from choosing a space of actualization, let's clear all that now. Deep breath in. And release it all on the exhale. Ooh, wow. Or pun pock. Okay. So now that we have done a little bit of clearing, I'm excited to bring on the live guest. And I would like to formally introduce to you this guest. And her name is Stephanie Kay. Now, Stephanie is a Detroit, Michigan-based female pop singer and songwriter whose debut five-track set recording, Troublemaker, has earned her a reputation around the globe. Stephanie has been featured on Inside Edition, Fox, as well as the Huffington Post, the New York Post, the Detroit Free Press, and other noted television programs and websites and publications. Headlined with her explosive band, she has graced the stages of numerous high-profile venues and national festivals. A loyal hometown girl, she has been a regular national anthem singer for the Detroit Pistons, Detroit Tigers, and Detroit Lions. So, without further ado, I would love to bring back on to you, Stephanie Kay. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Dr. Sarah. How are you?
Oh, I am doing fantastic. And I am so grateful that you are coming back on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I just have to say, while listening to your intro, I was doing the big inhales and exhales. And it really did feel like a release of all of this heaviness. And I was like, wow, I can feel it too. When you mentioned like, oh, there's that energy right there. I was like, I could feel it too. So that was really a nice experience to have with you and the listeners.
Oh, fantastic. And yeah, it's amazing when we actually tune in and bring all this stuff up. And I know you and I were talking before the show that a lot of times things have an energy to it that words can certainly capture, but actually when you're in the moment of it, a lot of times this can be very intense. And when we can clear it by doing the deep breathing and releasing it, it allows us to tap into it in a different way.
Absolutely. It definitely get those goosebumps sometimes when you can feel that type of energy radiating off a person even. And, you know, I don't care what people subscribe to, what their beliefs are, about auras or energies, but I don't think anyone can deny you can really feel it off of people. And sometimes, you know, it's coming from a bad place of maybe some sadness or anger or regret. But then when you have a cheery person around, it's really cool to watch how everyone in the room kind of has to stop being a jerk because they're like, oh, now that Smiley McSmilerton is here, I better smile as well. But that's good because then we're passing along that joyful feeling to others.
Oh my God, I love that. And that speaks to this whole point of like, when we're willing to be it, then we can show up to others and actually create a space of that if they're there or not. And I love that, the idea of being the difference and being the energy of it, which really speaks to kind of our topic tonight of bringing things into actualization. And when we're in a place where we can be open to the possibilities, it can show up in amazing, magical, and miraculous ways. And is there anything you're aware of with that, like in of what showed up in your world or anything you'd like to speak to on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think there's a misconception around actualization sometimes where, I mean, let's be frank, if any one of us could sit here and actualize winning Powerball tomorrow night, we'd all do it. But it's not that. It's not just wishing for something and longing. I mean, come on. It's true. But it's not just wishing and longing for something and saying, like, well, that's what I want. And, okay, that might be what you want, but maybe it's a little down the roundabout way of getting there, but you truly have to believe and think about it too. It's not just putting a wish out there and then, you know, never thinking about it again. You have to put, you know, I don't want to sound corny and say like the power of positive thinking, but it's just like I mentioned with the smiling person in the room. That smile may make someone else smile. They don't even realize it. If you're putting this great energy into imagining what you want, focusing on it, that actualization of bringing it into your life, and you don't give up on it, it's going to find its way to you somehow. And I've done that even before, you know, if I've had some writer's block when creating music, it's like putting it out there, like not being stressed about it, like, oh, I really need to write a song right now. But something might happen if I'm really believing that that song is going to come to me. Maybe I experienced something that day that gives me the inspiration to write, and I didn't feel it or know it at the time, but I got there somehow.
Yeah, wow. I love how you're speaking to this, because you're saying that even though as you're open to the receiving of it, you're also willing to show up and be the energy of that, as well as being willing to act on it when it shows up, or literally having to put action into place, which is actualization. So we can aim to manifest all day long, but that's more of the how, not the what will it take to bring it in. So it does take action to actualize.
That makes a lot of sense. It really does. Because, you can't just, you know, even let's say, you know, I've gone through different, we all go through things in our life, but I've had my bouts of depression before, and there's an urge, or, you know, the instinct to want to just, I just want to sit in my room with the blinds shut and not do anything and be sad. And yeah, sometimes that's what we choose, but if we choose that, then we're going to continue to be depressed and sad. It might not feel great in that exact moment to get up out of bed, put on your cute shirt and go interact in the world, but at least you're moving in steps to get yourself out of that rut, to, you know, use that process of actualization to bring something better into your life. And it doesn't always happen within a second or a minute or a day, a week, a month, a year, but you have to be open and willing, I think, almost to go for it sometimes, in not just body but mind as well.
Yes, and it really speaks to that we can either be, I like this way of looking at it, of OCC or OCCC. So OCC is obsessive compulsive creators, or we can also be obsessive compulsive creators of crap. So it's like whatever we actually, like if we're going into a space of depression, you're more likely to create more depression. And my awareness even on depression, a lot of times it's not even ours. Like what you said, like you could walk in a room and pick up on a heavy energy on someone and it's not even yours. And then all of a sudden you're feeling bad afterwards. It's a lot of times how us energetic beings actually have taken on things that aren't even ours and then sick ourselves with it. So it's really, I love that you're speaking to, okay, shift your energy to what you would like to create instead, even if it's one moment at a time that results in a year later of that thing coming in. But it brings up also that point of getting clear on what it is that you would like to actualize. And I sense you're like an amazing creator of that, Stephanie K, because you have really moved into a space of writing and singing and being a performer. And what can you share maybe with the listeners around that in terms of how you did that or anything that I'm saying related to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure as most people know, music industry is an easy place to exist. And, you know, it's tough in all manners of the word. A lot of times it's a cutthroat business, and a lot of times you're around people and, you know, that don't have the best energies, like we were saying. And I've had to do a lot of this creating and actualization my whole career. It's not like, you know, you just show up somewhere and sing a few notes and then, hey, you're making money and doing what you love and everything's peachy. There's a lot of hard work involved, and there's trials and tribulations, and then there's days where, you know, I wanted to give up and say, why am I putting myself through this? But then I would take a bait and say, you're doing this because you love this. This is what you were born to do. So keep writing, keep practicing, and keep moving forward. And even if it's just little by little baby steps, at least you see you're going somewhere. And yeah, we're always going to take a step back sometimes. That's going to happen naturally in any course of action towards an end goal. But you really just have to harness that positive energy when it shows itself. And like you said, if that's, you know, sometimes you got to feed off the other people in the room to do that, that's okay on a certain day. But when you have it, and whether it's those creative juices flowing or just that overall optimism, I think it's really important to harness it and luxuriate in it, because there's going to be times when you're down, you want that feeling again and crave it.
Yeah. Wow. And that speaks to that creative energy. And when it hits, it hits. And when the moment comes in, you're there to receive it or be on your toes to the next thing that you're creating, especially like you described in that line of work. You really have to be so present, and there may be some downtime. However, like, I'm aware as you're saying this, that every choice you make contributes to it coming in whenever it does, and that you're willing to be so present and conscious with it and know that this is part of how it works, that you're not bogged down when those times of maybe silence are happening. Because a lot of times, like I mentioned earlier, that's the time when it's just about to hit. When you're sensing, oh my gosh, it's done, it's over, boom, something like is likely to show up. And being in the question all the time of, is this actually working? If not, what can I do to change it? So it sounds like we're speaking to all of that.
Yes, and I really like what you just said about being present. I think that's so important, and I love the technique that you use of the clearing, because it's necessary. If you're not in the present moment and we're constantly thinking about, you know, something that happened yesterday and, oh, I made a fool of myself, or something went wrong, and I'm a victim of that too. I'll think of something I did like 5 years ago that was embarrassing, and I'll be like, oh, how did I hear that? No, that's in the past. Be in the present. And sure, we have to pull from this, you know, even if it's suffering, we have to pull on some emotions or experiences from the past, but that doesn't mean I'm living in the past and so dwelling on it. You know, if you're not present, you're not open to all these opportunities that the universe could even be providing you. You're thinking about all that crap that's happened before. You're missing out on what's happening now or what could be happening right now. Anything that you could be or that you would want to create or actualize, how can you do that if you're living in what happened last Thursday?
Yeah, and that's actually what blocks you from these things even possibly coming in. So there's this cool thing with the Access tool that talks about living in 10-second increments, because it takes about 10 seconds to ask a question. And a question is part of creation. So every time you ask a question, and like a what question, like what would it take or what else is possible, that's the time it takes to actually shift something. So for doing this 10-second increment, there's no time to judge. Therefore, there are no mistakes. So it saves us a lot of time and energy from getting stuck. And that's exactly what you're speaking to. Like, what would it be like to never have to judge again, and or knowing every time it's not a mistake, it's just kind of light or heavy, and choose from there?
Wow, that's wonderful. I hadn't heard that before in the 10 seconds. But yeah, I mean, it's so just common in our society, I think, nowadays, that we sit around thinking how this could have gone differently, and what I did wrong, and blah, 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 all of that. But you're not opening yourself up to the future and creating new experiences for yourself if you're constantly doing that.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because I sense a lot of people do that. They get stuck in the limitation, in the problem, rather than looking at, okay, what else is possible? And this reality tends to function from a problem-oriented point of view. So if there's not a problem going on, they'll create a problem. Rather than why go to the problem to solve the problem when you could just look at what else is possible and look at what's lighter and choose that. So when we actually look at possibilities, it opens up for that space to come in again. But we have to actively ask the questions. Again, actualization takes action in terms of us having to choose it.
Wow. And, you know, you see it so much. I think last time I was on the show that I practice a ton of yoga. I know you do as well, Dr. Sarah. And, you know, taking a step back even out of the music industry but into that realm, even during a yoga practice, so often when people are in what's called a restorative pose, where it's really just so supposed to be light, you're not using muscular energy, you're supposed to just let go and be free in that moment and experience it. But so often you see people hanging on, like to something in their low back, or their shoulders are tense, or they're rigid somewhere. Because again, nowadays, especially in this country, it's not okay to just let go. It's not okay to be free and live in the moment and not tense and not stressed and not have all these problems, like you said. So even due to that idea that even letting go of the body is sometimes super, super hard for people, because it's like, nope, I should be feeling some kind of stress or tension. But we don't have to do that, as we know.
We don't. And it brings up a great point, too, of where we hold things in the body. And so it's sometimes important to really get clear if you are experiencing, you know, that tension and that space, you can clear that too. Cause a lot of times our bodies pick up other people's energy, which again, like yoga is very helpful in releasing it. And even when you give the body permission, you have to be consciously aware of where it's holding on. You know, sometimes I find even from my own awareness of my body, I'll ask the body when it's in a stressful space or in pain, I'll ask body, is this ours or someone else's? Because it could even be picking up on the person next to you on their mat, what's heavy for them. And so
we can't just worry about ourselves. We got to worry about everyone else too.
Oh my gosh. We never do that at all, do we? Well, and as energy beings, we tend to be so aware of other people, or if you're not aware, then you may actually carry it around in pain or stress or pressure. So I love you bringing up that point of where we can actually ease and do barriers down and allow ourselves just to breathe and be in the space. And also, okay, what would I like to bring in that will contribute to my future? So here's another point to actualization. Every choice creates. So we can ask, if I choose this right now, will it contribute to a light future? And get a gauge on a light or heavy. And if it's light, it's great to choose it. If it's heavy, you know, what else is possible? So is there anything you're aware of on that, or ways that you've kind of noticed that in your space?
Yeah, and it's great that you mentioned that about stopping to ask yourself that question, because a lot of times we're really impulse driven and, you know, we just go with it, split second decision, whatever it is. Maybe if it's could be a big deal, could be something as simple as choosing a banana at the store. I don't know. But a lot of times we don't stop to slow down and you know, ask ourselves the question, is this going to make my current situation better? Am I going to find myself happier, living, you know, in a state that I want to if I do this or not? And it's good to slow down and sometimes think like that, not just what is going to happen in the next 5 seconds, but 5 minutes from now or a day from now, is this going to be a good decision for me? And I'm one of those people that those around me can really affect me. And it's something that I've been working on for many, many years to let, you know, the critics or judgments, especially in the music industry, there's so much with blogging online and people, you know, some people love you, some people hate you. And I'll grasp onto the ones like, okay, well, why does that person hate me? And why? And does it matter why? I don't need to I don't need their approval, and I don't need to let their negativity bring me down. You can choose to feel bad about it and think there's something wrong with you, but a lot of times it's not. It's on them, and you don't have to worry about, you know, fixing every person. You can only worry about fixing yourself sometimes.
Yeah, and that brings up the point of doing interesting point of view. Because even if someone is speaking directly about you in a sentence in any way, it's just their interesting point of view. And that's where we can really recognize, even when someone is judging us, that it's just usually, you know, from a space where they're in a limitation. And if we can just acknowledge, wow, that's just an interesting point of view, you can actually receive more because you're not engaged in their judgment. And I recently did a bunch of posts on judgment and looking at judgment from a different point of view of actually creating more abundance and being open to receiving even more money flows as a result of someone else's judgment. Because when we no longer buy those things as true and we just acknowledge it, then you're no longer in their limitation, which has nothing to do with you, which you're saying,
wow,
like,
yeah.
This is just someone else's judgment on you. And so that's where some of these clearings can be helpful, like where we've done the return to sender before on the show and also just the deep breathing. But it really, I love that you mentioned that because that's a lot of times where people end up getting stuck in other people's points of view.
Right. And it can be, you know, crippling. It can be, you know, hard to hear some things sometimes, but you can take that step back and realize that, you know, one person's opinion isn't going to change your life. I think you can move on from that a little bit easier and move on to more positive things and just creating a better space for your mental health.
Absolutely. And you know what, Steph? Our time has flown by.
Oh,
so
my God,
I would love. It's time already. So would you like to come back on the show at some point? I would love to have you back on. We can continue this conversation or go in a whole nother direction, but I would love to have you back on if you'd be willing to.
Please, absolutely. I always have a great time talking with you, Dr. Sarah, and I can tell we both had a lot more to say on this subject, and I'm sure many others as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you. Oh, my gosh. I'll look forward to us continuing the conversation. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now, just to recap real quick, so we have the question of the week, which is, what if it never comes in the way you expect it to? So obviously, we're referring to the actualization. So the question is, what if it never comes in the way you expect it to? Now, I'm going to be posting the picture quote of the week. You can find that on the Dr. Sarah Facebook page. It'll also be on Instagram, as well as linked to this page on the Blog Talk Radio show. So please respond to it. We'd love to hear your point of view on it. And next week's show, I am having a guest on who is a new guest. His name is Jimmy Mack. And Jimmy is a medical intuitive, spiritual life coach, and the creator of My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. He believes that all change begins and ends with us working on ourselves and that everything is energy. So Jimmy and I are going to share with you this point of view and really come in with something different, a little more changing it up a little bit on the show. I may even be showing up a little differently, so you'll have to tune in to see what that is like. So please join us. And now, my conscious friends, I would like to close the show by thanking my guest, Stephanie Kay, for joining us again today. Wow, geez, thank you so much for being part of this space. So grateful. And thank you to each of the listeners, because I really couldn't do it without you. And please join us again next week. So go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires. So go forth and be and perceive, my conscious friends. And I will look forward to talking to you next time.